All right, this won't take too long. Lady Oliver asked me, you folks came out today, testified in favor of the bill that would halt any more sort of privatization, modernization of outsourcing of intake services for FSSA. Why take that position?
Well, we've always taken a position all along because the governor, contrary to what people took at face value, never presented any documentation to his outrageous claims that Indiana was the worst system out there. In fact, had he looked at the federal government under the Bush administration, he would have been shown that he was untruth, the statements that he made. Indiana had, in fact, won over $9 million for their doing a job of beyond what the federal government was doing. And the halt, more than anything, is that they're hurting and people are dying. The most vulnerable population, people are not getting their food stamps, even though they're eligible for it. You got to remember, these are entitlement programs. It means that if people are eligible for these benefits, then they're entitled to have them. But when you have a private, for-profit company, they're going to not give the people the services because that means more money in their pocket. They're going to reduce the number of staff because it means more money in their pocket. When you're giving it back to the state where it's not about profit, it's about truly doing what we're, to me, as people held accountable to help the most vulnerable population, then they're really going to do it the entitlement. People are eligible for food stamps, for TANF benefits, or for Medicaid, they're going to get it. Then you won't have, like I talked to a gentleman this morning, where his brother put in a request, and he had already been on Medicaid because he has MS. He put in a request, what's called redetermination, on December 16th, 2008. Kept calling, kept pleading, kept asking, did not get recertified to May 8th, 2009. Now, in the meantime, the man's in a nursing home. He's got bed sores. The wound doctor's refusing to see him because she's not getting paid. He was getting Botox treatments because of the MS. His legs were stiffening up on him. Discontinue that. So not only did you cause that person more pain and suffering, but now you've hindered his ability to truly get better because of not being able. So what Representative Reekin Bill says, it says, this isn't working. Why continue to give a for-profit company millions and millions of dollars for a when they're not producing? Now, I know that my state workers, had they not produced like IBM hadn't, they would have been fired. They would have not gotten a bonus.
Did IBM also get fired because the governor ended the contract?
They didn't give up bonus. They didn't give up those millions of dollars. My understanding is they've already got paid $350 million. I want to know, what did they get paid for and why? Because the other question that raises is, didn't IBM become the scapegoat? Because I think, and if I would like for you to check for me, in 2008, my understanding is Xerox actually bought ACX. I think it's really unreasonable to believe that IBM and Xerox would exist in the same locale. So did IBM get an additional bonus to be the fall guy? Because ACS is the one that hired the workers. They're the ones that are supposed to be producing and running the call centers. They're the ones that are supposed to be providing the services, and they're the ones that haven't been doing it. Why are they still going to be around?
Has the error rate gone up or down, or has anyone done any sort of quantitative study on what the error rate is now under IBM versus what it might have been under the previous way of doing things?
Yes, the federal government keeps track of those, even though we had to tell the state that they needed to do error rates last year. They're federally documented, but in the white paper that I passed out, it has all of the error rates before and now, and the error rates have went up tremendous. The problem is we don't know how much it's going to cost in sanctions, and no one has answered the question, who's going to pay for it, the state of Indiana or IBM? But, you know, the true problem with it is that the governor had promised that IBM was going to come in, bring all this new technology, and was going to fix the problem. There is no new technology. ISIS is still there. It's an antiquated DOS system from the late 80s. And the system that IBM built around it was called a wraparound, and it couldn't even communicate with it. So we've spent all these millions of dollars, still have an antiquated technology system, and people have died because of their inability to perform the services.
What about the hybrid system that's been talked about before I let you go here? Is that a good idea? Or because obviously the Senate, it's unlikely the Senate will do anything with this, so we'll kind of be stuck with where we are. So what about FSSA and their hybrid sort of plan?
Well, again, I think that what hybrid system? One would have thought that FSSA and this administration would have learned. They didn't talk to the people who are charged with doing the job, the workers. They're still talking to their business partners. They're still talking to these private not-for-profits or private for-profits. They're not talking to the people who are going to be charged with doing the job. So they can title it any way they want to. Is it going to be because maybe there's somebody whose brother-in-law owns the call center building that needs to keep the money? Is it going to be because if somebody else has a contract also? Or are we really going to stop and take care of the people that are entitled to the services and the benefits? I don't believe that the hybrid system is going to work because they have not said anything about getting rid of the technology system, which is the problem, which is ISIS. They have not set up and said, we're going to get rid of it. We're going to get a real, true technological system that works, that is in the 21st century, not DOS. They haven't said anything about talking to the frontline workers that are the ones that are charged with doing the work. So I don't see where a system has been put in place that truly is going to cause any kind of increase from the negative problems that have been happening.
All right, let Oliver ask me. Thank you very much, as always.
Thank you. But, you know, I want to rush to say that Ask Me stands ready to talk to and work with this administration on behalf of the workers, and because we know that the workers want to take care of the citizens of the state of Indiana.
Thank you.